As we just heard in the news with Madeline, the return of steelmaking to Teesside has been delayed. SSI Teesside will now restart the red car blast furnace on the 6th of January rather than December the 8th. Let's speak now to our reporter David McMillan, who's in the studio. Hi there, David.
Good morning.
What have SSI said this morning then?
Well, this has just come through literally in the last 7 minutes or so. SSI has announced that following the completion of inspection of the plant facilities, additional remedial work on the blast furnace has been identified, and that means there's going to be a change in the target date for the resumption of iron and steelmaking at Teesside. It was, of course, planned for December the 8th. It is now planned that they will start up the blast furnace on the 6th of January next year instead. The recruitment programme continues and is unaffected by the change of the target date. Now, we've got a quote from Phil Dryden, who's the chief executive of SSI UK. He says the major workload associated with the restart project is reviewed on a regular basis, and whilst we're disappointed at not being able to meet our previous target date of the 8th of December, the important priority is that we complete all the necessary work to ensure a successful startup. I am aware of and appreciate very much the huge level of public interest and support shown to us, and I am sure we will all be looking forward to a successful startup of operations in the new year.
December the 8th, it was originally January the 6th now, so just under a month. Is this a surprise?
It's not a massive surprise in the sense that it was always going to be an ambitious target. When you speak to people, I mean, I've been speaking to people, everyone from, you know, ex-steelworkers to union representatives to people who work in bacon sandwich wagons. And, people have said, oh, it'll more likely be January, it'll be more likely be February. I've even heard April. But it was always going to be an ambitious target. I mean, it's worth considering that the first batch of new old recruits who joined SSI Teesside actually had their induction day on October the 11th. So that's just 2 months before the target date, the original target date of December the 8th. And speaking then, the chief executive of SSI UK, Phil Dryden, admitted it was an ambitious goal.
The whole project from start to finish has been extremely tight. And again, if you want to reline a blast furnace, most steelmakers would probably take 2 years in the planning. We've done it in the best part of six months. I think when you look at the timescales involved, you know, we say we start with a blank piece of paper, but there's no way we could train 2,000 people to operate a steelworks in the amount of time that's been available. So we have had to, I'm not sure it's compromises, but there had to be a recognition of what was possible. You know, every day we sit like some expectant father waiting for a delivery of some key bits and pieces, some widgets that need to come in from China or Czech or Poland or whatever else, on really tight delivery schedules, wondering whether they're going to make it or not.
I suppose this prompts the question, just why was December the 8th chosen originally?
Well, of course, on BBC Tees, we revealed last week that it coincided with the birthday of one of the founding fathers of ironmaking on Teesside, Henry Bolko. That was just purely a coincidence, and it wasn't chosen for that reason. I think there were two sort of factors behind why SSI had gone for December the 8th. I mean, presumably it was the sort of most realistic, the first most realistic date they could go for. But two of the things that they had to bear in mind were: bad weather is bad news for a cold blast furnace. If it was hot, obviously going into the start of December, it would deal better if there was, say, snow, and then, you know, hopefully no damage would be done to it, and that obviously extends the life of the blast furnace and extends the success of the operation. And the other thing is, you know, in purely economic terms, SSI have invested around £500 million in this project. So they bought the plant for, I think it was £291 million. They've then invested another $300 million into, you know, work to improve the plant. And obviously they want to start making money from it. So I think those were the two main factors behind the December the 8th date. And obviously now it'll be January the 6th instead.
Disappointing for all of us then, who've been desperate, I suppose, to see steel making return on Teesside. But I suppose we should bear in mind there has been some very good news involving the steelworks today as well.
Absolutely. Well, we revealed on BBC Tees this morning that a company called Siemens VAI, who are based in Thornaby, an engineering firm based in Thornaby, have won a multi-million pound contract with SSI, and that is to build a coal injection plant at the blast furnace. It's also worth bearing in mind, while we talk, you know, very symbolically about the blast furnace and how important it is to bring steelmaking back, which we're all very excited about, and it's obviously a huge part of the region's heritage. Even though the relighting of the blast furnace is now delayed, I suppose what for many people is this the most important factor in that jobs are being created, they are still being created, recruitment is ongoing, people are back on the steelworks, they are working, they are getting paid, they are then hopefully reinvesting that money in the local economy,